Game Storming, a playbook for innovators, rule breakers, and changemakers. By Dave Gray, Sonny Brown, and James Makanufu. Games and play are not the same thing. Imagine a boy playing with a ball. He kicks it against the wall, and when the ball bounces back to him, he kicks it again. By engaging in this kind of play, the boy learns to associate certain movements of his body with the movement of the ball in space. Now imagine two boys in a park. One of them says to the other, "Let's take turns trying to hit that tree. You have to kick the ball from behind this line." The boy draws a line by dragging his heel through the dirt. "We'll take turns kicking the ball. Each time you hit the tree, you get a point. First one to five wins." The other boy agrees and they begin to play. Now the play has become a game, a fundamentally different kind of play. What makes a game different? Game space. To enter into a game is to enter another kind of space where the rules of the game replace the rules of ordinary life. Boundaries. A game has boundaries in time and space. There is a time when the game begins and a time when it ends. Rules for interaction. Within the game space, players agree to abide by the rules that define the way the game world operates. Artifacts. They are objects that hold information about the game. The ball and the tree here are artifacts. Goal. An end state that all players strive to attain, and it is agreed to by all of them. It can be timed as in many sports. Parallel universes. Game storming is about creating game worlds specifically to explore and examine the business challenges, to improve calibration, and to generate novel insights about the way the world works and what possibilities you might find there. Game worlds are parallel universes that we can create and explore, limited only by our imagination. By imagining, creating, and exploring possible worlds, you will open the door to breaking through, thinking, and real innovation. The game of business. Business, like many other human activities, is built around goals. Goals are a way to move from A, initial condition, to B, goal. In between A and B is something we call the challenge space, the ground we need to cover in order to get there. In industrial work, we want to manage work for consistent, repeatable, predictable results. Industrial goals are best when they are specific and quantifiable. The goals have to be as clear as possible, but in knowledge work, we need to manage for creativity. In effect, we want breakthrough ideas, which are unpredictable. In any creative endeavor, the goal is not to incrementally improve on the past, but to generate something new. Game design. If you want to really master game storming, you will need to learn how to design your own games, based on your goals and what you want to accomplish. To design a game, you begin with the end in mind. You need to know the goal of the game. What do you want to have accomplished by the end of the game? What does victory look like? What is the takeaway? That is the outcome of the game, the target state. When the goal is tangible, it gives people something meaningful to shoot for and gives them a sense of accomplishment when they have finished. When they are done, they will be able to look at something they created together. We also need to know what the initial state looks like. What do we know now? Who is on the team? What resources do we have available? Core game storming skills. 1. Asking questions. This is the core skill that ignites the initial spark. Opening questions generate ideas and options to provoke thought and reveal possibilities. 2. Creating artifacts in meaningful space. Artifacts, like sticky notes and index cards, are good ways to put ideas into context in a dynamic way. You place it on the door or on the desk to remind you to do something. 3. Employing visual language. We are taught at school that the fundamental things we need to succeed in society are reading, writing, and arithmetic. Yes, they are important, but there is another language that is equally powerful, and we don't teach it at schools. It is visual language. The language we use to make ideas visual and explicit. The great voyages of Columbus and Magellan would not have been possible without advanced map-making capabilities. 4. Improvisation. As a group, the players work together to create a world and explore it with their intuition and their bodies. For knowledge explorers, improvisation is important in two ways: to quickly respond to unexpected, as well as to develop spontaneous composition around a baseline rhythm or structure. Core games. Once you start playing and creating your own games, you'll likely find a short list of activities that work well in any situation. Poster session. Object of play. A poster session accelerates the present format of ideas by breaking it down, forcing experts to boil up their ideas and then present back to each other via simple images. Number of players. 10 to 100. Duration. 20 minutes to develop posters, unlimited time to browse. How to play. The goal of the game is to create a set of compelling images that summarizes a challenge or a topic for further discussion. Start the game by framing the challenge. You can address the group by saying the following. There are more ideas in everyone's heads than there is time to understand and address them. By creating posters that explain the ideas, we'll have a better idea of what's out there and what we might work on. The participant's task is to create a poster that explains their topic. There are two constraints. 1. It must be self-explanatory. If you give it to a person without walking her through it, who would understand? 2. It must be visual. Words and labels are not enough to get people's attention or help them understand. When creating their posters, participants may be helped by thinking about three kinds of explanation. 1. Before and after. Describe why someone should care in terms of drawing the today and tomorrow of the idea. 2. System. Describe the what of an idea in terms of its parts and the relationships. 3. Process. Describe the how of an idea in terms of a sequence of events. Give participants 20 minutes to create their posters. When they finish, create a gallery of the images by posting them on the wall. Then ask the group to walk the gallery. Some posters will attract more attention than others. It may be worthwhile to have participants vote to decide what ideas to pursue further. Strategy. As a variation, the posters may be created in small groups, so the group has to come to a consensus on what they will draw and how to draw it. A small group of experts may create posters to explain their different points of view to each other at the start of the meeting. 20 minutes spent in this way may save the group from endless discussion later. Putting game storming to work. This is a real-life example of how a small group used game storming to consider solutions to a specific problem. Toby is a community organizer who is working to change the world. He helped to raise more than $250,000 for charity. Water, a group working to bring clean and safe water to people in developing nations. He came to Overlap, a remote conference center to exchange ideas and practices with people from other disciplines in an annual gathering. He came with a well-defined business problem and left with a solution. The problem was simply this: why don't more people use reusable coffee cups? 20 million trees are cut down and 58 billion paper cups are thrown away every year. Toby's big idea was to get designers to make a better cup. He named this project Beta Cup. Toby soon realized that game storming changed the dynamic, involving everyone in ways that make it difficult not to participate. One of the games that helped Toby move from problem to solution was Poster Session. Each player was asked to create a visual infographic, in the form of a poster, proposing a topic they would like to explore. The most challenging thing about the exercise, according to Toby, was putting it up and having to walk away. He had to let people look at it and make their own interpretations of it. That forced him to make the picture as clear and explanatory as possible. Toby's poster was one of the 5 posters selected for deeper focus, which meant he would have the chance to present his proposal to the larger group. From problem to solution. Toby's team used several games to make the larger group aware of the various aspects of the idea. They reached a solution at the end through game storming. It was not just a better reusable cup, it was a better system. Their big idea was to digitally enable the reusable cup so that it would remember its owners, favorite drinks, could serve as a credit or debit card, all in a single object. The team presented to the larger group a Starbucks with a regular lane, like you find in today's Starbucks, and an express lane, where people with beta cups could quickly and easily order by scanning their cup, avoiding the longer, slow-serve line. This solution had benefits for everybody. Consumers can get their orders served faster and more accurately, and Starbucks got to serve more customers and make more money. Starbucks sponsored the idea and ran a contest to complete the design phase. This is just one success story. You can make your own. By game storming, you can turn your ideas into action faster, better, and more cost-effectively. Besides, these ideas might change the world into a better place.